Hey everybody, welcome to Breaking It Down with William Vinoy. And here, this is a podcast where we talk about the Buffalo Bills. And I have a friend that usually joins me named Julian. He's a Dolphins fan. So this is a podcast about me and him. Basically, we go at it about the state of the Dolphins and the Miami Dolphins. I mean, the Bills and the Miami Dolphins. I came to introduce myself today and give you my thoughts on the Bills so far, going into training camp. So let's get into it. One, I guess the biggest concern going into training camp is the offensive line. It's been like a dramatic switch around since the beginning of offseason. We signed a couple, like probably like 6-7 offensive linemen come in. That's a lot, you know. So our whole offensive line just turned around. We most likely have 3 or 4 new offensive linemen on the start line. So that's big, and we needed it because last year was very, very, very bad as far as, you know, pass protection. Run blocking was very, very stellar. I mean, sometimes you seen like a little glimpse of it, but it never got anywhere. So that's big now. And I guess that's the number one concern going to the training camp. Who's going to be starting and who's going to really claim their place on this offensive line? Because right now it's everywhere. It's up in the air to me, I guess you could say. The only guaranteed start to me is Mitch Morse. But at this time, I do want to consider Deion Dawkins as an inked in starter. I don't know if that's going to be a guard or center. Guard or tackle. I'm more of a tackle type guy. I think he's going to be more of a tackle. I don't think he did that bad last year. A lot of people think he did horrible, but I think I think when you're trying to help a whole line be successful and overcome what they was going through at the beginning of the season, it's hard, especially for a second-year player. So I don't think Deion Dawkins' year was that bad last year. But I do think if we do find better, you can also move him to guard. Right now, Ty Asecki is very interesting, and Cody Ford is very interesting. Out of those three guys, somebody's going to be coming off the bench out of those three guys. And if I had to take a guess, I would say Cody Ford. Cody Ford is our rookie, and he could just sit down and just learn from these guys, you know what I mean? Especially from Ty Asecki, especially since he got so much, you know. He's 33, so he's been in the league for a while. Not really the lead, but he's been around football for a while and been around a lot of different type of, you know, offenses and stuff. So I think he could bring a lot to the table as far as learning, you know, and teaching Cody Ford the ropes. Cody Ford, I heard at the beginning of the mini camp or whatever, he had a rough time, and then he started to come along a little bit. But I think he could just sit back and really grow. There's no rush to get him in there or anything. I know Ty Asecki is a swing tackle. We could also use him as a swing tackle coming off the bench, and he could just fill in for whoever. But if he's the best tackle, you got to start him. Where I get bobbled up at is the guards. The guard position is very, 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 very important. And last year, our guard play was very bad. So I guess we could say this is the biggest battle in training camp to me, is who's going to be starting that guy. I'm hearing Spencer Long, I'm hearing Quentin Spain, I'm hearing you know, Wyatt Teller, John Feliciano, but I just don't know for sure. All these guys are pretty above average, if you ask me. Some of them are average, some of them are above average. So it's really going to be a fight to death to me. And if I had to guess who will start, I would say Quentin Spain on the right and Wyatt Teller on the left. Only reason why I say Wyatt Teller on the left, because I think he's going to beat out John Feliciano and Spencer Long. They're good, you know, rotational players. Spencer Long can play center and guard, so you keep him around and use him whenever you need him. And John Feliciano, the same thing. Wyatt Teller is more of a guard. Spencer Long, I mean, Quentin Spain is more of a guard. So I think they just bring more stability to the line as far as that. You know, I think that they're great at what they do. Not what they do, but they're great at guard. You know what I mean? John Feliciano and Spencer Long they're good at guard and center. You know what I mean? So it's a weird battle to me, but I think that Wyatt Teller and Quentin Spain get the nod for me for to start. So my line would be from the middle, be Mitch Moore center, right guard would be Quentin Spain. Right tackle, I probably would go back to Deion Dawkins. Left guard, Wyatt Teller. Left tackle, Ty Nsekhe. And that would be my starting line going into preseason, at least, I would think. I'm more of a preseason guy. I want to see who really stands out and who don't, you know. So that's my line going into preseason. After preseason, I don't know who I would, you know. I got to see. Another big question going into is wide receiver. A lot of people is wondering who will be the odd man out at the bottom of the roster. And I'm kind of leaning towards Isaiah McKenzie being the odd man out. Duke Williams is pretty okay too, but them two guys are definitely, two of the guys I'm looking at to be the odd man out. It's sad to say, because, you know, like, the wide receiver room is so packed, and there's so many, I think it's a lot of good talent in there. Last year, I don't really think that year defines our talent, because the whole offense was really, really, really bad. But I think Robert Foster is a 1,000-yard receiver, if you ask me. That's about it. I mean, that's really what I think about the wide receiving room. It's not really much to really critique about it, just to see what goes down at the bottom of the roster as far as wide receiver position. But if you ask me, I would probably lean towards Isaiah McKenzie being the odd man out. Roberts, he brings something special team-wise to the team. Four locks, you know who that is. Jay Jones, Robert Foster, Cole Beasley, John Brown. Them guys are locks. And then Roberts, I would say he's a lock because he can bring too much to the table as of right now. So he's a lock. And then I think they're going to keep six wide receivers. So my six wide out definitely would be probably... Probably, I have no idea. It's hard. Even if they do keep six, it's hard because they would have to keep Duke or Isaiah or the David Sills kid. But I think the David Sills kid is a long shot for him to make this roster. But that's what I think about the. But I think it's really a big battle out of Duke Williams and Isaiah McKenzie. But if you had to ask me, I would think both of them would be out the door. After preseason. Okay, the running back room. I've been telling people this whole time, I think we're going to keep the four running backs. You know, Frank Gore, LeSean, Devin Singletary, and T.J. Yeldon. We're going to keep all four of them. I think the odd man out is going to be Patrick DeMarco. I think we're going to go low on... We ain't going to go no fullbacks. I think we're going to go low on tight ends just to keep more running backs and more wide receivers around and more linemen. We're probably not gonna go as deep on the line as you know people think. So I think honestly, our best route is to keep four of those elite running backs. You never know what's gonna happen. You don't know who's gonna go down. I know they all want to be pushing for carries and stuff, but I think all of them want to get their turn at the position. And that's my state on the offense. Defense. My only concern really on defense is depth, as far as safety depth, cornerback depth, and line, you know, defensive line. I feel like we got a lot of depth in interior, but the outside is really, really scarce as far as talent. They say look out for Trent Murphy to have a big year, but I'm kind of on the fence with him. Shaq Lawson, I think he's okay, but he don't bring nothing crazy to the table. He's kind of like a, you know, just dare type of guy. You know, make a play here and there, you know, just dare. You know what I mean? I think anybody can do that. Our interior, Ed Oliver, the rookie, I think he's going to have a slow season at the start. But I think he's going to pick up. You know what I mean? I think he's going to have a slow time getting acquainted to the NFL, learning how to contort his body to get past some of these bigger and better linemen. That's just what he does. So I think it's going to take him a while to really learn what he can do and what he can't do. And then we got Star Latulele. I feel like a lot of people say Star's the stuffer, he stuffs, but I feel like if you're stuffing, you're going to make more plays happen in the middle. And them plays are scarce. We don't have any. We don't have any big plays happening in the middle. Last year, everybody was busting it right up the middle for all type of yardage on us last year. So I tell people Star is, he's okay, but I don't think he's the, I think we can do better. I think we overpaid the guy, but that's just me. He can go unnoticed if you just have a great defense. I guess he could be the unnoticed factor. I mean, linebackers kind of different. We don't have no backup interior in the line. I forgot to mention that too. Jordan Phillips, Harrison Phillips. I like both of the guys, but they got a lot to show. Jordan Phillips did have like little glimpse last year, but he got a lot to show before you just want to immediately think he's the one. You know what I mean? Because he's not. He got a lot of improvement to go. But he's young and he's focused and he's ready. So that's good positive signs. Linebacker, I think our linebacker core is one of the best in the NFL. Top five, if not top 10 for sure. Matt Milano, Lorenzo Alexander, and Tremaine Edmonds. But our only problem is we don't have no depth. You know, after one of them guys go out, we're almost shit out of luck. You know what I mean? And it's just, it's crazy to say because I think we could have brought in more depth. You know what I mean? But instead, we brought in more cornerbacks. So now we got a plethora of cornerbacks, I think. You know, especially that, you know, since Levi Wallace came on last year, I think Ryan Lewis wasn't that bad either. So then you had EJ Gaines and EJ Gaines and the other standout guy that was slipping my mind, but I'm gonna get to it. I'm gonna remember his name. I think the quarterback room is pretty deep, but that's it on defense that I think is deep. I think we probably went a little bit too far on cornerback. Should have brought in more depth on the linebacker core and stuff. But that's my state of the Buffalo Bills going into minicamp. please like this, share it to other people, and we back with another show soon. I think we're doing them every Sunday, I will think. I just wanted to get something out there to let you guys know that we're into it. We're getting into it. So welcome to Breaking Them Down.
Thank you.